Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
The social media era has created a new form of celebrity that was basically unprecedented in the past. Where you once had to be great at something in order to reach the heights of fame and fortune, the change in the cultural climate means that you just need to be infamous or outrageous to merit any kind of attention coming your way. Because ultimately, the fact that we all walk about screens in our hands all day has led to a society that's fascinated by the path, not travel. Where you used to have to walk through a bad neighborhood to see chaos and dysfunction, it's all there at the click of a button now. And out of everyone who's taken advantage of this strange new era of media, few seem less deserving of a platform than Krishan Rock. Once a successful track and field prospect who'd risen up from a difficult family background, her time at Santa Monica College in California as a student athlete set the stage for a life far beyond what most of those in her Maryland hood could have imagined. But instead of being known for her talent, she'd become defined by her wild, reckless behavior, turning into one of the most controversial figures online today.
This one will work.
Yeah, because this one little. Whoa, my bad, Chad.
Wait, you put a hole in my wall.
You rich, you can fix it.
Previously, many blamed her behavior on her ex-fiance and baby daddy, Blueface. But even with him locked up for nearly 2 years until his recent release, she somehow seemed to spiral even further out of control.
See this? Let's see if it tastes better.
Krishan, why the f*** would you eat a rose? Bro, spit it out.
Meaning that now, even those who wished her the best in the past are beginning to think she's beyond redemption. It's your boy Luesta, and this is Krishan Rock's Descent into Madness. Ever since veering from her first TV appearance on Ultimate Tag, to appearing on Blueface's OnlyFans show Blue's House, and all the way through to Baddies, Krishan had often been pitied as her life seemed to continually spiral out of control. But still, she was still alarmingly seen as an inspiration by some. After all, saying her time has been turbulent would be to massively understate what is one of the most toxic relationships that the public eye has ever seen. From day one all the way past the announcement of her pregnancy to his eventual imprisonment in 2024, the pair maintained a manipulative dynamic, with their many attempts to get on a positive path only proving that they weren't a good fit.
At first, I was being real tight and strict because it was like, we don't even really act with each other. What are you doing? Then it went from like, come on, stop being mean to me. All right, I'll stop being mean to you and I'll just be nice talking to you. Now it's back to, he don't really like what I got going on. He don't like that I'm following people back. He called me a pop star. My baby daddy got serious mental issues.
With Krishan appearing to be deeply devoted to Blue, she got him inked on her extensively, including an image of him on her face. But now that the relationship is seemingly over, she wants to make a bag out of getting rid of them.
Why you put that on your face? Because you have a beautiful face. Now, would you ever take it off?
I'm going to do it on my Twitch and my Kick. I want to invite my fans in this process, yeah.
Then, there's the important matter of their child, Krishan Jr. Even before he was born on September 3rd, 2023, people believed the kid didn't have hope in hell of being well-adjusted.
I want to put up $5,000 that Blueface and Krishan Rock have a retarded baby. Baby gonna be dumb in the motherfucker. They gonna take, they not gonna have a healthy baby. Like, I got bets on it right now.
And as she got closer to her due date, those critics were proved right. For one thing, there were numerous instances of Krishan being spotted out partying or smoking while expecting her first kid. As if that didn't endanger the kid enough, there was a violent incident in Las Vegas where she claims she was attacked by Blueface, which was just prior to the kid being born.
I was in the corner of the bed, he was beating my body, and then he like, if you move, your stomach gonna bleed. I'm like, this baby, you're gonna be bleeding for a month on schoolyard crib.
Despite the odds, Krishan Jr. was born, But since then, there's been a lot of accusations that he suffered from fetal alcohol syndrome at 2 years old, as he still doesn't seem capable of walking or talking. And all the way through this ordeal, she combated all the claims that there's anything wrong with her kid.
Anybody that got something to say about a kid, he's straight. He's a billion-dollar baby, so stay tuned. No, he's not blind. No, he's not. He's a f***ing child. That's all y'all want to sit up and talk about. My baby's blessed from the head to his toe. Like, what? Y'all forgot when he got dedicated on the seventh day? Child is blessed. He's going to be talking, walking, playing football.
But while Rock continually says there's no story here, Blueface's mother, who has become Rock's worst antics in recent years, blames Krishan for what appears to be his many issues.
John already got two kids and they came out perfectly fine. No issues at all.
Despite what Carissa said, Krishan maintained that the reports of the kid being in any kind of jeopardy or having developmental issues are all lies. However, that certainly hasn't prevented it from getting to her and causing Rock to break down in interviews.
How is Junior doing?
He's great. He's growing.
Amen.
I've been keeping him off the internet on purpose, so just giving him his privacy for him. I mean, I show him, but I don't know. I just like to prove everybody wrong.
Yeah.
Because I believe in Jesus, and I believe, like, I don't know, there's nothing wrong with my son.
But no matter what she says, all signs suggest that the public can't be convinced otherwise than that she is a bad parent. Particularly when there is clear evidence of her being downright irresponsible.
You can stay on the phone.
I guess you're busy, so I'm gonna call you later.
Huh? I'm not busy at all.
Yeah, I guess you're busy, so I'm gonna call you later.
I'm not even busy.
Babe, busy right now.
I'm not busy. I'm not busy. I'm about to put a baby in the car. Is that okay?
Do you mind taking him to the car? Thank you. Do you mind taking him to the car? Thank you.
Because of this perception of her lack of parental ability, the claims that she wanted a whole lot of children have caused a whole lot of alarm.
Would you have another child?
I want 12.
What?
How could someone want so many kids when the one they birthed was saturated in drugs and alcohol? 12 kids when you failed the one that you have already. But even then, Krishan has kept trying to fight her corner, claiming that she was a household name and that people simply enlisted her name to boost their own profiles. People chiming in on me like I know them, and when I respond, it's a problem. Y'all collectively can sit down when I defend myself. It's because y'all say something first. I'm never starting beef or giving my opinion on anyone unless they talking about me or passing judgment. I mind my own business. Always been that person to only be beefing with my baby dad respectfully. I'm a really nice person and the internet trying to put a spin on it. So when I see a person with a platform trolling me for clips, I'm gonna nip that in the bud. I'm not finna be letting up. Y'all forgetting I used to run a circus with my BD. So when I see certain stuff, I know what's actually happening, and I'm authentically gonna show up as myself. Try that with someone else. Stop using my name. Krishan is a household name. I don't care who you are, what clout you got. I don't f*** with nobody till they mess with me. As for her relationship with her incarcerated baby daddy, who had recently just got out of jail now, there are moments where she seems intent on rebuilding their bond, even after everything that's happened between them.
Daddy, I'm coming back on me and the baby. I miss you, just waiting on your call. I love you, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything, and I'm gonna make up for everything. I promise.
But even if Krishan, who spent 30 days in prison in her own right for assault, wants to rekindle things, the Thotiana rapper certainly doesn't feel the same. Only permitting her back into her deserted home because he thought she had nowhere to go.
Krishan, Gina, Malone, I accepted you back in with open arms so you can get on your feet. Ultimately, for my son to get on his feet, I offered you money just so you could solely focus on our son taking his first steps before his second birthday. I don't need you. I don't know what this jewelry heist ransom story you got going on is about, but if you have the funds to get your own space, you're more than free to do that. I thought I was doing you a solid, you know, you were homeless.
And to show her gratitude, she wrecked the place in the space of a few days. While Blue was stuck in a tiny cell for 23 hours out of the day, Krishan had a chance to control the narrative like never before. And where his platform is what led to her rise to fame in the first place, Krishan is now adamant that in recent times, she's the reason why anyone even checks for him these days.
The reason why Blue is where he's at now, he was a flop. And people keep saying, humble yourself. I've been humbled. Already been humbled. Talking about you be at Blue House. That is my house. What do you want? I don't be at the house and I pay the bills. Are you okay?
Considering how she's conducted herself, it's hard to imagine that anyone would want to clamber onto this train wreck in motion. But shockingly, there have been men willing to immerse themselves in her little world that's only gotten more chaotic. Due to Blueface refusing any advances on her part to be a family again, Krishan has tried to move on with varying degrees of success. At one point, she alleged that she was dating an NBA player.
Who you got with, Krishan? You got a new man?
Yeah.
The NBA star. An NBA star? Girl, what team?
Ooh, I can't tell you that.
Is he in the east or the west?
There's no, he's big and
Oh, he's big.
However, she might have mixed things up a bit, confusing the pro leagues with college ball, since the player she was referring to, Titan Newton, is actually an NCAA athlete. Following her short-lived spell with the college student, Krishan then linked up with a new boyfriend and Soulja Boy's artist, Hood Trophy Bino. After they launched their relationship in summer of 2025, it was believed that these two were enabling each other's worst impulses, as they even got a visit from police and child protective services to their hotel room, where they received a $1,000 fine for smoking in front of their children. Still, things seemed to be going well, with Bino claiming that he had accepted Krishan Jr. as his own kid.
You gonna help Krishan teach your son how to walk?
What? Yes, that's my son.
Oh, okay, that's him.
That's my son.
However, Krishan's past was about to come between them, as when she wouldn't get rid of the tattoo of Blueface on her face, Bino apparently called it quits. And to add salt into the wounds, he echoed the criticism of those who said she wasn't fit to be a mother.
That bitch can't cover shit up, then I'm gone, dead homies. I ain't staying. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at another couple.
Nah, it ain't get covered up. She ain't want to cover it up. So I have to go. I needed her. She needed me. But I really did care. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was really in love. But I really have to step out of it. I was so fucked up, I was gonna crash out, y'all. Like, if I didn't step out of it, she was gonna break my heart. And I knew it.
To add insult to injury, he since made his own scathing comments about Krishan Jr.
Somebody said, did he fall off the bed?
Yeah, he fell off the bed. That's what me and her really got into it about. Little bro, fall off the bed. I'm like, man, get him, pick him up. She like, oh, he's strong.
Man, pick up the f***ing baby, you dumbass. How the f*** you let him fall in the first place? It made me so mad. I had to call my mama and tell her, like, mom, I think this girl, like let the little f*** get hurt on accident. Like,
I try to be nice and say it was because of the face tat. That's why I left you.
No, I left you because you're horrible.
Upon hearing this, Krishan crashed out. It went as far as threatening him and even suggesting that the whole thing was a hoax meant to boost his career.
You got me f***ed up for real. You've been playing with my name ever since, you know what I'm saying? I stopped showing up with you, stopped being with you and shit because I don't want to do the clout PR shit no more. This fake ass relationship for some money because it's like you're an idiot and then you ugly as shit on top of that. So it's not a good look.
Wherever the truth lies, things have gone so far that even being pictured close to her is enough to get you trolled. Just ask DJ Academics, a man who received a thorough roasting online, for daring to post a picture alongside her. This picture smells like sweat and black and mild. If at cracking this, he's irredeemable. We let Selena fly, but this is a mythical downgrade. Meanwhile, even her fellow streamers were bailing out of the way when she started twerking.
She don't call me baby.
All the while, her extensive dating life after the birth of her kid has gained the ire of Blueface's mom.
They got you running around with your fourth nigga. Ain't got damn bedroom for your son. Hollering you're rich out here. Hollering you're buying houses and Bentleys and trucks and all kind of shit. When all the real mothers want you to do is buy a motherfucking bedroom for my grandson. That's all we want you to do. We want you to walk up in the room and show us all the details that you perfected and put in there. We want to see all the scriptures that you want to put on the wall for him over his bed. We just want to see a motherfucking bed at this point.
Speaking of streaming, Krishan has actually garnered success in that world as of late, racking up a kick deal rumored to be worth over $1 million. But rather than using this to better her life and that of her child, Rock has just kept finding herself knee-deep in drama with those that she's supposed to be closest to. Filling the void left by her constant warring with Blueface, after all the chaos with Blueface started to die down, Krishan didn't slow up. She just shifted the smoke towards her sister, Taseki. Krishan always had a chaotic family life. Whether it was her father squabbling up with Blueface on television, or online disputes with her own mother. But in recent years, things have been getting increasingly messy between Krishan and her fellow famous sibling. This arguably all began when a story emerged that the Baddies East cast member had been jumped by Krishan and a few friends of hers.
When the two girls was put to fight you, and yeah. Then you beat them both up, but why we didn't see the whole thing? Why they didn't show us?
Because it was bad.
It was bad. I mean, they didn't show you when I got jumped on the Sprinter.
I cried in the shower of the hotel for hours. My whole body was wrinkled.
That was the first time your sister and her friends had jumped you. That just sounds crazy.
That was the first time me and my sister ever fought.
To the surprise of no one apart from maybe Krishan, this wasn't exactly behavior that her sister could condone or let slide, and said that they would never be cool again. Yet, even if they were at odds, no one could have anticipated the next card that Krishan would play. As soon, she hit out with some truly shocking allegations towards Taseki regarding abuse that I can't even personally verbalize without getting the channel demonetized.
Remember when I was 7, you made me eat your...
You said what? I'm done talking! You're going to f***ing jail. Defamation of character.
Once again, Taseki was unsurprisingly shocked at the core by this serious claim, while their other sister, Chastity, claimed that this was categorically untrue and that she'd actually been offered cash to keep the lie going.
With these little accusations and weird shit that's going on, if y'all know me, y'all know I've been rocking and rolling with every sibling and ain't switch up. So what makes you think I'm going to ride with something that I know that's not accurate, it's not true, and I knew what the plan was. I know what's going on behind closed doors. Just like me needed the money that got offered to me to go play with Latifah Name. I said no, I didn't get it.
With their relationship left in tatters, one crazy accusation soon led to another, as Taseki repaid the favor. During an interview with Jason Lee, Taseki inferred that Rock could have been involved in her ex Ronnie Doe's fatal shooting that happened earlier that year.
There was a guy online from Baltimore who was claiming to be her baby dad. He ended up getting murdered, right?
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Rest in peace. So yes, I fed that boy.
How did he end up getting murdered? Was he in the streets in the stuff, or was that just a random thing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I can't even speak on it. But mm-hmm. If I was to speak on it, it don't look too good mm-hmm. for certain people mm-hmm. that we know. So I'm not gonna speak mm-hmm. on it.
It's just all. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, it's all.
He ran up on Krishan when she was out in public.
He did, and then he had a paternity test coming up or something.
And then it was all online.
And then was pow, pow, pow. No paternity test. I'm sorry. Rest in peace, soul. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. That little boy really loved her.
So they were a thing.
It was passionate, but it was giving cloudy.
For context, Krishan's former man, Karan Khan, otherwise known as Ronnie Doe, was killed at the age of 24. His death was the result of a shooting in Severn, Maryland, and just before it all went down, he had frequently claimed that he was the father of Krishan Jr. As he gained an online following of his own, he had come after her hard.
She don't know if it's his baby. She don't know if it's my baby. She don't know if it's his baby. And I think that's why she's scared to do a DNA test. I believe Zeus helped her have whatever results that she wanted. And
in
favor of pushing her loyalty.
That girl just snitched on me when I was at the mall trying to see my son after she told me to come see my son. So now I just showed you, along with everybody else who's in here, that I'm standing on business. I'm doing everything I can do legally for my son.
But despite his continued requests, Krishan denied to let him take a paternity test prior to his demise. Rather than disappearing, Taseki's remarks led to further speculation about Rock's role in what went down, courtesy of Blueface's manager, Wack 100. In an interview with Vlad TV, Wack suggested that she might have had something to do with his passing after Ronnie claimed he'd incriminate her.
I've heard that he was making threats about exposing some things. He actually went to jail for the murder behind Rock, but he always kind of insinuated that he wasn't the one did the murder. So, you know, I don't know, man. They say it was a targeted hit. And I hope there isn't any foul play on Rock's side. There's obviously some foul play because we got a man dead.
Right.
Since then, the mudslinging between Taseki and Krishan have been unrelenting. At one stage, Krishan claimed she'd given her sister $15K to watch her kid.
Go look at the cash app. Go get my sister some money. This is not what we agreed on. She said I didn't have to pay her because that's her nephew. I always send money. I sent $1,300. Guess what she bought with the $1,300? Those earrings.
In response, Taseki labeled her a drug user.
Stop asking about a dumbass, non-credible motherfucking crack kid ass bitch. She said it. I didn't say it.
Elsewhere, she opened up about where the problems between them began, claiming that the friction emerged during Rock's time with her ex, Blueface.
Natalie said that Krishan didn't want you on the show. Was it because...
I don't want to blame Blue, but I feel like he has a lot to do with how she was moving. She was already kind of moving a little weird, but it's like once she got with him, it was like...
It was a different person.
It was a total different person. My mom would call me and cry about her for hours. And I'd be like, Mom, why me out of all your eight daughters you had? Why me? She's like, because you're the closest to her. You're the one that can talk to her.
With any love between them now a distant memory, Krishan has gone as far as claiming that while she got her sister jumped, Taseki had attempted to kill her.
She pulled up with my other sister, Tareen. Tareen pulled up with a gun. You had to pull up with a gun for Marsh? No. Y'all really want to kill me.
And just when things couldn't get any worse, Krishan then claimed that her sister's son was sexually assaulted by their cousin when he was just 1 year old. And in response, Taseki seemed to be left devastated by the entire situation. I am heartbroken and deeply disturbed by the false and malicious accusations recently made online by a family member about both me and my child. These claims are completely untrue and have caused tremendous emotional distress to our family. These statements not only harm our reputations, but also endanger our safety and well-being. We are taking the necessary legal and protective steps to address this matter appropriately. Out of respect for our privacy, especially for my child, I ask that people refrain from spreading, discussing, or engaging with these false claims. We appreciate those who have reached out with support and understanding during this very painful time. Our focus right now is on protecting our family, our peace, and the truth. At the moment, Krishan seems intent on airing out family secrets, both real and imaginary. However, talking about someone else's kid is rich coming from Krishan, who has begun to warn the world that any discussion of her own son won't be allowed to fly without serious repercussions. In a recent rant on IG Stories, Krishan declared that, "Everyone that think they can speak on my son always lose their life. I wonder why they keep going when they see the end result of trying to harm me for your personal clout gain. Keep going. Let's count how long it lasts. I'm really protected from all evil. First, it was his daddy Blueface. Look at him. He has been locked up for 2 years now. Our son was 6 to 7 months old when his dad lost his freedom. Then it was my ex-boyfriend Karan. Unfortunately, that person died. Now, honestly, I'm starting to think I don't have to do anything but warn y'all to stop speaking on my son like it won't take your life. Y'all won't learn until it happens. Leave me alone." Whether this was an idle threat to ward off her enemies or potential self-snitching, everyone still felt that whatever people had to say about her kid, she brought it upon herself. She needs to be in jail for what she did to her son. Imagine smoking and drinking during pregnancy and then being mad at others. Yet, not everyone is deterred by her threat, as she's still being insulted by Blueface's mom at every turn.
I don't want to be famous no more!
Clearly, Carlissa's preferred situation would be for her son and Krishan to never cross paths ever again. Yet, considering that they share a son, this was highly unlikely to happen. But even then, she likely didn't expect that the two would be reunited mere hours after he was released back into the world. As almost as soon as he was out from behind the walls, the constantly bag-focused Blueface appeared on stream alongside her to ensure that the drama remained as profitable as ever. And from the outset, it was clear that the dynamic was less toxic than ever.
It's gonna bark like a... got a golden retriever!
What does 8-point got me still here?
She knew that already, not her. Knew that already. Told her that already. Now I'm finna show my ass. The bitch wanna argue like, oh, you're not really telling the truth.
Alright,
watch this. I'm gonna show you the truth. Dead on, I'm gonna show you the truth, bitch. I'm not telling you. Alright, I'm finna show you.
You ain't doing nobody, you ain't doing nothing.
I'm just here popping my... Because I'm honest, right?
Almost instantly, this had Blueface, his other baby mama, and professional Stewie Griffin lookalike crashing out over someone who is as dysfunctional as Krishan being around her child.
Yeah, just PSA, I didn't approve for no crackhead to be around my kids, so I hope everyone's in the same place when I arrive. I'm on the way.
Similarly, Blueface's mom was out for blood, blasting Krishan for conspiring to cause friction as soon as he returned to the outside world.
I'm going to post the messages where she is literally cussing me out, threatening me and everything, when all I asked her was, do you want me to bring the baby up there? No, I don't want you touching my hair today and trying to be extra friendly so you could get Journey on camera so Jaden can come up there and destroy the grandkids' whole moment with their dad after 2 years. You would do that? She attacked the fucking security guard. Jonathan is caught in the middle of the worst fucking experience of his life, y'all.
Amid everything that's going on with Blue, her son, and everything in between, Krishan looks to be in the grip of another chaotic manic episode. Recently, she went online and renounced the Zeus Network shows and the way they fuel the drama, even though that's what essentially made her famous in the first place.
I'm looking dead in my sister's eyes. We don't want to fight. We don't want to fight. It's like the demonic shit around us. The program, how it's supposed to go, is forcing us to do whatever, say whatever out of our mouth. We don't eat on time. They starve us, make sure we're hungry, angry. I don't give a f- about this country. Y'all can sue me. Y'all can delete my Instagram. I don't care. I don't care. I'm getting on my fucking flight. I'm dipping, bro. I don't really like how, like, fame and people in the industry, it's like you have to humiliate yourself to be somebody that you're not. And that I know myself, I'm willing to walk away from a check. Everybody don't like that show, bro. I'm going home for real.
In response to a series of crazed DMs he'd received, Zeus Network's Lemuel Plummer aired out Krishan and let it be known that he was going to end their working relationship once and for all. At Krishan, I've done nothing but extend countless opportunities to you, and I've compensated you generously for your time and involvement, he began. I've done nothing to you, but it's all love, no malice, and certainly no hate on my end. However, I am no longer interested in engaging in any professional capacity with you. You've repeatedly displayed patterns of manipulation, deceit, and ingratitude that make working with me and Zeus entirely untenable. Your conduct has been consistently disrespectful, disruptive, and disingenuous, he said. While you are undeniably entertaining and possess talent, talent alone can only take one so far. It is character, integrity, and humility that sustain longevity. Your actions have consistently reflected otherwise, contradicting the godly image you so often profess. I sincerely wish you healing, growth, and clarity as you move forward. Now left without one of her biggest revenue streams from reality TV, and people growing increasingly tired of how she acts around Blueface, Krishan's fate looks like it's on shaky ground. But at this rate, the last thing she or her child needs is for her to have another platform or further riches that allow Rock to carry on down this dangerous path that she's on. Instead, what she really needs is help, and fast, because otherwise, this might be a story that people will look back on in true horror in years to come.